Title: Ghost in Amen Style Intro for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most classic drum and bass intro tricks ever. A ghosted Amen style break that gives you instant roller momentum, but doesn't spoil the drop. And we're going to do it in a way that's mastering friendly from the start. Meaning, headroom stays clean, the intro translates on small speakers, and when the drop hits, it feels bigger instead of smaller. Open Ableton Live 12 and let's set the foundation first. Set your tempo to something in the classic roller zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Keep it in 4/4. Now, before we touch any sound design, we're going to do the Don't Fight Your Master Later setup. Create three groups, one called drums, one called bass, and one called music or FX. Even if you don't have all the parts yet, this keeps you organized and it keeps your gain staging sane. While you're building, keep an eye on your master meter. Your target is to peak around -6 dB. Not because it's magic, but because it gives you space for the drop and space for a limiter later without crushing your groove. Now let's get our Amen source. You can use a legal Amen style break you already own, or any crunchy 2-bar break that has shuffle and ghost notes. The goal is the vibe and the movement, not the exact historical sample. Drag the break into an audio track. You have two routes here. The beginner-friendly, flexible route is to slice it to MIDI. The quick and vibey route is to keep it as audio. Let's do the slice to MIDI route first, because it gives you control. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Slice by transients. Make sure Warp is on, and create one slice per transient. Now you've got a drum rack with all the little hits laid out. This is great, because we can imply the Amen without playing the full recognizable pattern. Duplicate that sliced MIDI track, and rename the duplicate Ghost Amen. Here's the mindset shift. Ghost does not mean turn it down and hope. Ghost means distance, like it's happening in the next room, or behind a curtain, but it still pushes the track forward. So we're going to create distance in a few ways: filtering, transient softening, reverb as atmosphere, and stereo width. On the Ghost Amen track, put EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Don't be shy. The low end is for your reedle drums and your bass later. If the ghost layer has low end, it will steal punch from the drop and it'll smear your intro. If it starts sounding too snappy or too in your face, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4kHz. And if it needs a little air, a tiny boost around 8 to 10kHz is fine. Tiny, like 1 dB, not a smiley face EQ. Next, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass filter. Start the cutoff around maybe 1.5kHz to 2.5kHz for the early intro. Adjust a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%, and make sure you can automate that cutoff later, because that's one of the main roller pull moves. Now we'd add space. You can do reverb directly on the track, but a cleaner, more mastering-friendly way is to use return tracks. So let's set those up now. Create return and call it room or plate. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick a plate or small room vibe. Set decay around 1.2 to 2 seconds. Low cut around 250 Hz. And set the reverb mix to 100% wet, because returns should be fully wet. Create return B and call it BIG hall. Again, hybrid reverb. Choose a hall. Set decay around 4 to 6 seconds. Low cut around 300 Hz. Mix 100% wet. Now, send the ghost Amen mostly to the big hall and a little bit to the room. Don't crank it yet, just enough to hear the space when you solo it. Quick teacher note: beginners often let that hall tail ring straight into the drop, and it makes the first kick and snare feel smaller. We're going to fix that later with automation, and optionally with a gate on the reverb return. Back on the Ghost Amen track, after the EQ and filter, add utility. Pull the gain down until it's felt, not heard. This is often in the -12 to -20 dB zone depending on your break and your project. The point is, when the full drop arrives, you don't think, oh, the intro drums were loud. You just feel like the track was already moving. Then widen it. Set width around 120 to 160% and set bass mono to about 120 Hz. We want the ghost layer to live in the sides and the air, not in the sub. At this point, do a quick reality check. Loop 2 bars. Turn the ghost track on and off. When it's on, you should feel momentum. When it's off, the intro should kind of collapse. That's a great sign. If turning it off changes nothing, it's too subtle or it's masked. If turning it off makes you feel like you lost the main drums, it's too dominant and you're spoiling the drop. Now, optional but powerful. Transient softening before the reverb. Put drum bus before your reverbs and sends really take effect, so it shapes the hit going into the space. Keep drive low, like 0 to 5, and pull the transient slightly negative. This smears the brake just enough to push it back in depth, without making it louder. Now let's arrange the intro. We'll do 16 bars, classic roller blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. Tease. Only the Ghost MN plays, filtered and quiet. If you want, add a subtle vinyl noise or atmosphere, but keep it controlled. Start your auto filter cutoff maybe around 1.5 kHz, and slowly open it toward about 3 kHz by bar 4. Important, if you open too fast, you reveal too much too early. Think of it like you're letting the listener's ears adjust and lean in. Bars 5 to 8. Momentum. Introduce something simple in the low end, like a held sub note or a very basic Reese note, but low passed so it's more of a hint than a full bass line. Add a very quiet hat loop or shaker if you want, but keep it restrained. Increase the big hall sense slightly during this section. Not a huge ramp yet, just enough that the room starts to feel bigger. Bars 9 to 12, tension. Now we start to suggest the drop without giving it away. Add a kick hint maybe every 2 beats, or a very minimal pre-drop drum pulse. If your reverb is getting washy, shorten it a little here, because tightening into the drop makes the drop feel cleaner. This is also where you can do the classic D&B snare build. Half notes, then quarter notes, then eighth notes. Keep it filtered or a bit distant so it doesn't sound like the full drum kit arrived early. Bars 13 to 16. Lift and setup. Here's where the Timeless Roller automation really sells it. Automate the Ghost filter to open much higher, maybe up to 6 or even 10 kHz right before the drop. At the same time, automate the utility width to slowly widen, like 120 up to 160. Then, right before the drop, view contrast, hard contrast, mute the Ghost track for the last eighth note to quarter note. That tiny silence is like pulling the floor out for a split second, and it makes the drop hit harder. Add an impact one shot and a reverse cymbal if you like, but don't clutter it. D&B intros are about control. Now let's make sure this stays mastering ready. On your drums group, put a glue compressor. Set act to 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. We're not trying to squash the groove. We're trying to gently glue. Add an EQ 8 after it if needed, just for housekeeping. High pass any non-bass drum layers, especially Ghost and Atmos, somewhere in the 120 to 200 Hz zone. And keep an ear on 250 to 400 Hz, because reverbs love to build mud there. On the master, keep it beginner safe. Put an EQ 8 first. If you want, add a very gentle low cut at 20 to 30 Hz, just to remove useless rumble. Then optionally a glue compressor if your mix is jumping around, but keep it extremely subtle, like 1 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. The limiter is not for loudness right now. It's a safety net. If your limiter is constantly working during the intro, turn things down. You want headroom so the drop has somewhere to go. Now we automate the roller momentum moves. Hit it to show automation lanes. Automate the auto filter cutoff on Ghost Amen so it gradually opens across the intro. You can do it smoothly, or if you want a more rhythmic build, do it in small steps every 2 beats. That stepped movement can feel like pumping without adding sidechain. Automate the send to BIG hall. Increase it toward bar 15, then pull it down right before the drop. And here's a pro move. Don't only automate the send. Automate the return track volume down for the last beat before the drop. That prevents the hall from pre-ringing into your first drop hit. If you still get lingering tails, put a gate after the hybrid reverb on the BIG hall return. Keep it gentle. The goal is just to trim the tail when the hits stop, not to do a choppy trance gate effect. Then, in the last bar, automate the gate threshold slightly higher so it tightens even more into the drop. Automate utility width on the Ghost track. Widen gradually, then snap it back closer to normal right at the drop, like 100 to 120%. That stereo contrast makes the drop feel centered and punchy, even at the same loudness. And finally, automate the Ghost track volume to fade slightly in the last quarter bar. That last little dip is psychological. The listener leans in, then the drop smacks. Quick translation check. Turn your monitoring volume down. Quiet. If the intro still feels like it's rolling forward, you nailed it. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, you need more rhythmic clarity or better automation. Also, do a mono sanity check. On the Ghost track, temporarily set utility width to 0%. If the groove disappears in mono, reduce the width, or keep only the very top end wide by making a parallel air layer. If you want that optional air layer, here's a simple version. Make a return called IR. Put EQ8 with a high pass around 6 to 8 kHz, a tiny bit of saturator drive, and a subtle chorus ensemble. Keep the return 100% wet and send just a touch of ghost amen into it. That gives shimmer without revealing the whole break. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If the ghost break is too loud, you'll recognize the pattern and the drop won't feel special. Turn it down, filter it more, or soften transients. If there's low end in the ghost layer, your intro will feel cloudy and your drop will feel weak. High pass again. If your reverb isn't filtered, it'll build low mid fog. Use low cuts inside the reverb, and if needed, put an EQ after the reverb return and dip 200 to 500 Hz gently. If there's no contrast at the drop will feel small. Remember, build movement, not fullness, and if you overcompress the drum group, your groove will flatten. DNB Lives on Bounce. Let's wrap this into a quick practice challenge you can do in about 20 minutes.